The Middle-Aged Woman and the Sea by Angela Townsend. In a landlocked basement apartment, I dreamed of the sea. On my nonprofit salary, the little flat beside the post office was Eden. Some psychedelic former resident had painted birds and ivy on every wall. Spanish tile cheered a kitchen small enough for me to put my feet in the refrigerator from the table. An inexplicable flight of stairs led to a wall, forming a storage triangle for my insulin pump supplies. But all 600 square feet were underground. Even when I beseeched the sun to press its cheek to my bay window, my home was fit for hibernation or harboring fugitives. There was only one solution. I would pretend it was a beach house. You can recruit a thriving congregation of whelks and nautiluses for under $9. If you catch the Benjamin Moore man in a good mood, halfway through his ham sandwich, he will give you a little tureen of iridescent paint for free. He will give you more if you greet him as Benny M., the local gem, on your second visit. Yard sales are salty with the Lennox sailboats of 100 bathrooms. I am convinced God Almighty planted the ecstatic resin fisherman in Goodwill for me to find. I am not convinced he is not a promotional item from Gorton's. Prolonged exposure to Jimmy Buffett's oeuvre will improve your latitude. For under $100, a diabetic girl who works at a cat sanctuary can turn a bunker into Sicily, or at least the Jersey Shore. There was just one thing missing. I needed a shell unearthed by my own fingers. Can't you bring a friend? My mother has spoken this incantation since I was a toddler, asking if I could walk to the Sunday school room without a chaperone. She grew up on Sheepshead Bay, where my police captain grandfather told stories of derelicts and disembodied heads. My mother believes that every Chipotle and cul-de-sac is full of terrors. This is something I need to do. My mother's daughter has only ever lived in suburbs, where the greatest dangers are a Bath and Body Works lotion that smells like high school, and pet store employees who promise this gerbil is not pregnant. Even if I shared my mother's vigilance, some quests are necessary. I befriended the turnpike. I pretended I was every girl Bruce Springsteen ever sang about. I agreed with him that I was not a beauty, but hey, you're all right. I took melodramatic selfies at the Cheese Quake rest area. I took notes for a short story about a historic cheese quake throttling the tectonic plates of provolone. I stopped at a diner for mozzarella sticks. I made it to Sandy Hook. I took 52 identical photographs of the same seagull. I joined an elementary school tour group to a lighthouse. I paid $18 on the boardwalk for an airbrushed tea reading Jersey Goddess. I found out I do not particularly enjoy getting wet. I found the mollusk meant for my palm. I drove home infatuated with my experience. I wrote a thank you card to Bruce Springsteen for his companionship. I texted my mother to confirm that I had not died.